This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. For nearly 2 months, members of the Forest Heroes campaign have been calling on Kellogg to end its partnership with Singapore-based agribusiness corporation Wilmar International. The group says that Wilmar's extraction of palm oil is leading to the destruction of rainforests in Indonesia and Malaysia. I spoke with Forest Heroes field organizer Margaret Cran-Annickstein and Battle Creek volunteer Jez Vedua. Let's begin by explaining what is the basic problem with palm oil.
Well, right now, palm oil is being harvested on deforested land. Wilmar International is the least sustainable company in the world, and they're destroying rainforests in order to harvest and also grow this palm oil.
And explain kind of the process here. I mean, why is it that harvesting palm oil is bad for the rainforest? What happens?
So in order to plant and harvest the palm oil, they are clear-cutting rainforests, which is threatening the habitats of the last remaining 400 Sumatran tigers. And there's a lot of carbon stored in these rainforests, and it's driving global climate change to the point that Indonesia is now the third largest contributor to carbon pollution in the world.
So what exactly would you like Kellogg to do?
We would like Kellogg's to end its partnership with Wilmar unless Wilmar stops destroying the rainforest. Kellogg's is a very socially responsible company, and we appreciate all that they've done, but we would like for them to live up to that corporate social responsibility and use its leverage to urge Wilmar to stop destroying these rainforests.
Now, I asked Kellogg if they had anything to say about the rainforest issue, and I received this response. Let's kind of go through it maybe bit by bit here. This is from Chris Charles, a Kellogg Company spokesperson. Kellogg fully supports a productive dialogue between Forest Heroes and Wilmar. We'd be happy to introduce representatives of both organizations to one another. Has that happened?
Not directly. And the issue here is not so much having a direct dialogue between us and Wilmar. The issue is primarily that Kellogg's has a huge opportunity right now. And we don't have access to Wilmar in the same way. We don't have the same kind of pull with Wilmar that Kellogg's does. Kellogg's is a very important business partner of Wilmar's. And the distance between people living in Michigan and Wilmar is a lot bigger than the people living in Michigan and Kellogg's. So we want Kellogg's to stand up for the values of Michigan people, such as corporate social responsibility and sustainability, and use the leverage that they have that we don't have with a multi-billion dollar company.
The statement goes on to say, we use a very small percentage of the world's palm oil supply. The vast majority of our cereals do not contain palm oil. Does it matter that it's a small part of their product line?
It doesn't matter because our concern is primarily with the partnership with Wilmar. The partnership isn't even about the sourcing of palm oil, really. It's about the marketing of products in China, and Wilmar has that infrastructure. And so the partnership is what we're concerned about. And because Kellogg's prides itself on corporate social responsibility, they shouldn't be getting in bed with literally the least sustainable company in the world.
All of the palm oil, again, reading more from this Kellogg statement, all of the palm oil we use is 100% sustainably sourced through a combination of green palm certificates, mass balance, and segregated, sustainably grown supply. Does that make it any better?
Yes and no. There is an industry trade group called the Round Table on Sustainable Palm Oil, which actually Wilmar is one of the founding members of. So even though you do have these labels, there's still a chance that the palm oil might be harvested on still deforested land.
Yeah, unfortunately, the roundtable on sustainable palm oil is not enough. It's kind of a greenwashing of an issue and muddies the water for what is sustainable and what is not. It still allows for the expansion of palm oil plantations onto peatlands, which are very carbon rich, as well as quote unquote second generation rainforests, which are still the homes of a lot of endangered species and still have the potential to contribute to climate pollution.
And again, to finish out here with this statement from Kellogg, we are actively working with all our suppliers and a number of multi-stakeholder organizations to help ensure a transparent supply of palm oil that is economically viable, environmentally appropriate, and socially beneficial.
that's great, and I hope that goes well.
Yeah, we're just asking more for a comprehensive palm oil policy as well.
Yeah, so if they get that to work, that would be wonderful, and I hope that they encourage Wilmar to do the same, because Wilmar definitely needs to have a comprehensive policy.
And also Nestle, due to public awareness and public pressure, they have certified sustainable palm oil that they're using in their products now. Before they weren't, but due to the public outcry, they've been able to switch over.
Is the problem palm oil in general, or is there a way to get at palm oil that doesn't include clear-cutting rainforests?
There are more sustainable ways of growing and harvesting palm oil. One of the ways that I read is to take land that has invasive vegetation and to grow it on there. So there are different ways of going about and doing the palm oil. Palm oil is actually found in a lot of products, and it's fine to use. It's just that we'd rather have a better way of going about and getting it.
The Battle Creek Inquirer covered the protest, which happened actually at Kellogg, but they also got a statement from Wilmar saying that they denied the allegations of deforestation and wildlife destruction, saying it only operates on lands that have been permitted by local governments for agriculture development.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of Wilmar's plantations are owned by other producers. Wilmar is a palm oil trader. And unfortunately, the supply lines are so convoluted and not transparent that it's really difficult for Wilmar to know exactly where they're getting their palm oil from and for consumers to know where they're getting their palm oil from. And so part of what we're asking is that, you know, Wilmar's comprehensive policy includes making sure that their palm oil is not coming from land that is, from that is the product of deforestation, that is not contributing to the displacement of indigenous people, that is not contributing to human and labor rights abuses. And unfortunately, Wilmar cannot prove that is true.
There was a satellite image where you can see in the area of Indonesia where there are rainforests being destroyed in lands that are supposed to be protected.
What is the game plan going forward?
Education is key. So we're glad to be here today to inform the public, West Michigan, of what's going on. We also have some events coming up. We do have letter writing parties that we're doing locally. We're going to spread more information on what's going on, have people sign postcards that we are going to hand deliver to John Bryant himself.
John Bryant being the CEO of Kellogg.
CEO of Kellogg's, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of November, we're hoping to have a delivery and deliver the postcards to John Bryant and show him how much public support that we have.
Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Margaret Cran-Annickstein is a field organizer with the Forest Heroes campaign. Jez Vedua is a Battle Creek resident and a volunteer with the group. You can find more at our website, wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.